studio today. Y'all right, right? Mm-hmm. House party in the studio today. Jade is not here. Teacher space. Oh, I'm gonna have so much fun. Anyway, let me do Jade proud first and be like, I am one of the 15 and I thought ladies. The 15 of us that write in all the books together, and I'm gonna get to the books in about 2 seconds or so. Oh, wait, that was 2 seconds. My bad. So I get to the books now. So I thought divorce was bad. Oh, I thought that was a $5 bill. I was going to be like, yippee! Nope, that's not. And I thought being grown up was easy. And I thought we could juggle it all. We thought we could, and guess what? We couldn't. Go figure. And I thought I did my journey alone. Go. I need to learn my own title. This is terrible. And I thought I had it all figured out, and yes, Hollywood, this beautiful face still does not have her scripted television show. I have a docuseries, but not my own scripted TV show. Please, Hollywood, make it happen. I'm getting old, so you need to do this while I'm still young and pretty. And I thought he was the one, because we all thought somebody was, and then they weren't. Misfit guides, a sassy sway that leaves crooked footprints. This is our newest book, and it's actually quite funny. People like it, and they buy it. I'm really kind of surprised by the first week's numbers on this one. I'm happy, though. Money in my wallet. I'm sorry. Jade professionalism. There we go. I slipped for a moment. We also have Jade's favorite jewel. Yeah, this is her favorite jewel. Can you tell? Magazine, the 25 hottest indie authors, artists, and advocates. And my favorite thing is he is so cute. Dr. Nora Charney. Oh, my God. He's hot. And he's intelligent. Go figure. That doctor thing gives it away. And he was nominated for a Pulitzer. He's still envious of his life. Because he gets to live in New York, too. Okay, I'm finished. I'm finished talking about him. Anyway, we also have the reality show. I'm sorry. The spirit of Winona is like, correct that. Docu-series. We have the docu-series. Just Right in Life on Amazon and on Channel 18 in California. So if you're in California, check us out live. And if you're not, please buy episodes on Amazon. I mean, watch episodes on Amazon. We have the Inspiration Women in Literature, Media, and Journalism Conference coming up next year in March 7th, I think, of 2019. We're going to hold it in good old Maryland instead of Sacramento State. It was lovely over there, but it's time to come back. Today we have a wonderful guest. I know I'm not nearly as silly or as funny without Jade. Hold on, let me try this first. Maybe I'll be a bit more funny if I do this. Hey, Jade emptied it out! Nabbit, I think she knew I was going to try to drink during this. Anyway, so let's get to our guest since I don't have a drink. And now I'm going to find one. Miss Drake, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I am Bridget Drake. I write young adult fantasy. And I'm the founder of Pitch Wars and Hit Mad on Twitter. I guess that's just me.
She's like, I'm Brandon Drake. I write YA. And I'm like, awesome, because I found a whole Pitch Wars and I was about it. It's Pitch Wars. Hey, I'm sorry. Serious Winona.
I know. I'm terrible at this.
Horrible at being a host.
you're so cute. I had to try to stop from laughing because you're so funny.
Okay, Miss Drake, you have a new book out.
So the final book in the Library Jumpers series came out in February. So that the whole Library Jumpers series, Thief of Lies, Guardian of Secrets and Assassin's Truths is what came out, is completed. So that's out. And then I have a new book coming out in January 2019, I believe. It's Annalise Rising, which is a Da Vinci Code meets American Gods for YA.
I had questions, but I'm like, Da Vinci Code meets American God. I'm sorry.
I'm hoping that it ends up like that. No, it will. I'm just kidding.
It will. You wrote an entire series about Library Jumpers. Can you please give us a synopsis of Library Jumpers?
Library Jumpers is about a girl who gets sucked into a gateway book that links the great libraries of the world, and she finds a mystic world that's hidden behind the bookcases in the libraries. And there's mystical creatures, and she finds out that she's a sentinel, and she has to learn where she fits into this world.
Ooh,
and there's a lot of fighting in libraries and that's
okay. I have the one you strike. I am the narcissist, so I'm gonna go. I remember when I tried that, writing that in a book, and I was like, still on book one, and it's been 5 years. It's been 10 years. So I'm seriously impressed. Wow. How many are in the series?
It's 3 books, and it's completed. So it's sad when I finished it. It was like, oh my god, I'm not in this world anymore. So I might have to come back to it. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
How much research does it take to write one of these types of books?
A lot of it is just imagination. The research is just, because I do use the real libraries in the world, so it's researching libraries. And that's about all there is. Maybe some sports and fighting things that you have to research. But other than that, it's not very much research.
That's kind of nice. I love books that I don't have to research. You know how I research mine is by watching movies.
Yeah, right.
What did they use? That's going in the next book. That is so amazing. So if you ever, I know I'm going to ask the famous questions of all daydreamer authors in the world, but you know, Jade's not here to assist, so I have to rely on my own intelligence. If someone were to play the people in your book, who would play the person?
Oh my gosh. I had a post about that before, and I could not even think about it right now. Because I'm really bad at remembering names of actors. So I think that if she was younger, the lead role of Gia would be that girl that plays on Pretty Little Liars, plays Aria on Pretty Little Liars, because she looks like that girl on the cover of the book.
Cool. So, that's a nice way to get a job. You look like her. Can you act? I don't know, but you look like her. That's me. I'm sorry. I'm controlling myself, and I'm back. I'm composed again, people. So, moving on. So, anyone else that you know that you can match up in Hollywood with your lovely book?
I wish I could pull up that article. I'm so bad about that. Gosh, I don't even know. I think, like, her father in the book would definitely be Gerard Butler, her biological father, who is an Irish sentinel. So he's Irish, and he fights a lot. So I did kind of pull from Gerard Butler for that one. So
perfect. Yeah. If you're into middle-aged hotness, I think that would be nice.
Yeah. And then I do know from, like, her Nana, probably like Helen Mirren. So I think that would be good. The guys, I can't even think for the guys.
That's okay. That's because, you know, you're like, whatever. I have a man. I'm not worried about none of the other people. They do a great job of acting. I don't pay attention. Yeah. Well done, whoever is her man. Like, I don't even pay attention to movie stars. He's awesome.
Yeah. Exactly. You know it.
So writing this book, when you first started off, were you able to find a traditional publisher or a self-publisher? I feel like I'm going straight literary today, y'all. Sorry.
So I'm published traditionally with Entangled Publishing, and they're distributed by Macmillan. And so that's where I am with all my books right now, is with Entangled Teen.
Nice. Do you have audiobooks coming out with these?
None of mine are audiobooks as of yet. I don't know why they aren't, but they're not. So,
because young people have time to read and old people have time to, like, listen. Well,
right.
Okay. One, you know, one foot, one hand, one hand, one foot, and then listen with 2 ears. Mm-hmm. I won't go that way. Anyway, moving on, completely switching subjects. You said pitch wars. And since today is Star Wars Day, it feels like I should say something about pitch wars.
Okay.
What's that? How did you come up with the idea? When did you come up with the idea?
Oh, okay. Well, that was I think this is going to be our 8th Pitch Wars this year. And so it was the first year we did 2 Pitch Wars, and it was a lot because it's a pretty intense program. But it was in 2012. I was watching Cupcake Wars, and in Cupcake Wars, the baker has an assistant that helps her or him prepare cupcakes for judges. And I was thinking, oh, we need something like that for writers who has a helper that helps them with their manuscript and gets it ready for the agents. And so that's how Pitch Wars, Cupcake Wars kind of came up with it like that. And the original idea for it was that they would have a mentor that's going into the trenches with them in the revision trenches and not so much warring against each other. So that's how that came up.
So we have I'm not going to even try to say that word again. Benevolent warfare in trenches. I'm saying, I think you have something for world peace there. We could get the countries to do the same.
Right.
War, but just, you know, have a mentor show them how to war in a trench.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. But anyway, what is the prize in Pitch Wars?
I think what the prize is that a writer gets to work with a published author or an industry professional, like an editor, for a couple months on their full manuscript. Like, they get one-on-one attention, and mentorship is what the prize is. And then we, at the end of all that, we do have like a little, we have a showcase, an agent showcase, which is the reward for doing all that hard work at the end of the mentorship time.
I was so hoping you said that when I asked. I was like, come on, say something that's a literary self-journey. Say something, and I was like, yeah, nailed it.
Oh, great.
She's like, no, you don't get money. You get to figure out how to do things right. There you go. So where do you do your showcase? Where do you normally do it?
Well, so we do everything on pitchwars.org. So it'll be posted on there, like each person's pitch and their first page or something, or first 250 words or something like that. Whatever they decide. We're in a transition right now where where a committee is running Pitch Wars, and we're trying to get back to the basics because it was getting a little crazy, a little out of hand, and we're trying to bring it back and trying to get it more manageable. And sometimes there's a lot of growing pains when things start. You start with just one person doing something, and then all of a sudden it grows, and then it gets too much, and then you got to step back just a bit and see how you can manage it. And so we have a committee now, and we have a managing director, and so we have things like that going on.
How are you coping with the change? Because that's got to be weird to think of something and then have other people come in and start taking the idea and working with it. I know it's an improvement, and I know, like, for me, because I'm a narcissist, when people come in and start working with my idea, I get pissed off. that's not what was in my head, though. But yeah. But how do you deal with, like, giving up some of that control?
So I've been thinking about this for a couple of years, whereas some people, it's like, feels like it's all of a sudden, like, for them. Whereas for me, it's been a couple of years thinking about how can I take a step back, but keep Pitch Wars going, because I'm getting so busy, things are happening in my own life that I'm having a hard time putting all my efforts into Pitch Wars. And so this committee is enabling me to concentrate on my writing career, concentrate on what's happening in my family, and also still be involved because still advisory. I'm still on some of the committees, like whatever they need me to do, I'm there. But it's not as much.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Work that day.
Yeah.
That can be like, look at the creation and how it runs.
Yeah. So it was important to me. Like, I didn't want to just like, okay, I'm done. Pitch Wars is over. I wanted to be able to give pitch wars to the community. And that's what's happening right now, is that I'm giving pitch wars to the community, and that's what you have to do. You've got to set it up with a committee and a board of directors, whatever you have to do to keep it running. And I didn't want it to end for people, because it has benefited a lot of people. So
if people are interested in going into pitch wars, they would have to go to pitchwars.org.
And there's new schedule up and everything. I think the submission window is going to open in August. But there's a new schedule up for that. So,
cool. And it's like all genres, right?
It is. So it's middle grade, YA, and adult, and it's fiction. And it's all whatever the mentors are asking. We try to get all the genres when we're picking mentors. So, yeah.
Nice. That is absolutely amazing. And I'm looking forward to seeing what comes out of Pitch Wars this year. And I have one question that from the narcissist side of me. Can I just go to the agent showcase and screw all the working hard?
Do what? Oh, no, you
can't. Show up for the agent showcase.
It would be nice, right? But you can do hashtag PitMad on Twitter.
I definitely shall.
That's, and the next one is coming June 7th. So that's Twitter pitching all day from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern time on the hashtag PitMad on Twitter. And you just put up a Twitter pitch, and anything goes there. Nonfiction, fiction, picture books, illustration, anything like that. Anything, whatever you want to pitch, you pitch out there. And then you get three pitches for the day per manuscript. So if you have four manuscripts, you would have three pitches per manuscript.
Cool. Uh-huh. I think anyone would pick up any of the books at the end, I thought ladies do. They'd be like, what the heck? What? Okay, you have a new book coming up, not the one that you have now, but the one that you're about to do. As you know, a writer always has something in their head. So what's the one like?
Which one?
The Yippee one.
I didn't hear that part. What was the question?
No, my question was not the one. You have a new book coming out, meaning not the one that you've already written, but the one you're going to write. What's that one going to be like?
So it's going to be, I'm trying to make it a little darker than what I usually write. But it's all the different gods from different mythologies have lost their power, and they're trying to find this talisman to get the power back. And of course, there's this girl who's in the middle of a war between gods. Excuse me. So that's where it is right now.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's fun to write. I'm having fun writing it.
Okay, let me just say what she said first. She said it's the American Gods meets the Da Vinci Code, and I was speechless, because I was with my favorite thing coming together. That's easier for me to read because it doesn't have big adult vocabulary.
Okay, so I forgot. I couldn't remember if I told you that before the camera came on or after the camera came on.
Neither could I, but if I didn't, if you said that after the camera came on, guess what, people? I love the idea. So you
Okay. I was going, wait, did we already talk about this? I can't remember.
Where do people find you? And that's my final question, I promise.
Oh, okay. On my website, it's brindadrake.com. And on Twitter, it's @brindadrake. I think that's it.
Funny is for someone as big as her, the author as big as her, she's actually so accessible. It's weird. Oh my goodness, there's an email I can just and she answers me back.
Aww.
So thank you so much.
Of course I'd answer you back. I think you're wonderful.
Thank you, Miss, for taking time out of your really busy schedule and for putting up with my bumbling as I interview you today, because there's no joke. Well,
thank you for having me.
I'm going to wrap up for us. Let me see. How does she normally do this? Okay. I'm going to go back to her favorite thing, magazine. seeing you guys. Don't forget to also go to the ladies tab. If you go to andwethought.com, you can find our books, our magazine, and our TV show there, along with this podcast. But you go to the ladies tab, go to the middle, because yes, they got a promotion from the tippy bottom to the middle. You can find the charities that we proudly support, and we ask that you please, please support them as well. And you guys, since Jade wasn't here, I have to say that I did the normal cardinal mistake. I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Winona, and the person that's missing, who I've been talking about this whole time, is Jade. Go figure. So I've introduced myself. Yay. Lastly, we want you guys to remember that wisdom is all around you. If you're open to finding it,